Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, April 17th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Green Energy Breaks, Solar Bank Corps, SUMEN, FSGY2, Vision in Action, Building the Grid of Tomorrow. Solar Bank Corporation, SUMEN, GY2, is making strides in renewable energy projects, focusing on solar, battery storage, and EV charging initiatives in Canada and the U.S. CEO Richard Liu highlighted the company's partnerships, including a $50 million deal with Qcells and a collaboration with Viridi, as well as a project pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt. With a commitment to sustainable growth and community impact, Solar Bank is advancing battery energy storage systems and solar projects in Ontario and New York. The company's goal is to deliver reliable, clean power while advancing energy infrastructure. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Consolidated Credit and Nova Southeastern University collaborate on academic study. Published in J.E. Consolidated Credit, in collaboration with Nova Southeastern University, has co-authored a research paper published in the Journal of Academy of Business and Economic E. The study explores the connection between entertainment-related credit card usage and consumer factors like age, income, personality traits, and financial behavior. This research sheds light on the impact of non-essential spending on consumer debt amid shifting economic landscapes. By combining academic rigor with real-world experience, the authors aim to develop educational tools and interventions that resonate with consumers. The full article is available in JB's current issue, offering valuable insights into financial psychology and consumer debt trends.
Consolidated Credit presents free spring webinar series on vacation planning, small business growth, and transitioning to business credit. Consolidated Credit is hosting a free spring webinar series focused on vacation planning, small business growth, and transitioning to business credit. April's webinar will cover smart savings strategies for your dream vacation, emphasizing budgeting and timing. In May, the Small Business Big Success webinar will discuss budgeting and overcoming cash flow issues. June's webinar will explore transitioning from personal to business credit, highlighting the importance of creditworthiness. Sandra Taban from Consolidated Credit emphasizes that these webinars offer practical knowledge for immediate use, helping individuals take control of their financial journey. The webinars are held monthly in English and Spanish, with on-demand content available afterward at Consolidated Credit's Financial Resource Center. Patriot Capital Funds Ltd. introduces Capricorn X trading signal tool for Canadian markets. Patriot Capital Funds Ltd. has introduced Capricorn X, a real-time signal system designed for Canadian financial market participants. The tool provides numeric alerts based on predefined statistical parameters to monitor short-term market movements. Developed specifically for the Canadian market, Capricorn X considers timing cycles and asset group dynamics. Internal testing showed improved formatting consistency and timely signal output. The system operates on statistical input, generating alerts automatically and validating them against real-time market activity. Patriot Capital Funds Ltd.'s in-house teams completed development, ensuring the tool operates within their proprietary environment. Capricorn X will undergo ongoing evaluation using anonymized usage data to inform potential updates.
New Asia-Pacific Emerging Markets Equity Fund, launched by RS Global Group. RS Global Group has announced the launch of the Asia-Pacific Emerging Markets Equity Fund, aimed at capturing gains from innovative companies in the region. The fund will focus on quality growth portfolios with an all-cap approach, emphasizing company over country or sector. Available only to institutional entities and accredited investors, the fund will invest at least 75% of its assets in equities of innovative companies in emerging markets within the Asia-Pacific region. RS Global Group highlights the higher risk potential of investing in emerging and frontier market securities due to social and political instability. The company provides tailor-made investment solutions, promotes sustainable investing, and offers a range of financial services including pension plans, insurance solutions, and estate planning services. Bloomberg Intelligence strategist says gold could climb to $4,000. Bloomberg Intelligence's senior commodity strategist, Mike McGlone, foresees gold potentially reaching $4,000 per ounce as the current rally gains momentum. With bonds and stocks losing appeal, capital is flowing into gold. McGlone suggests that increased investor interest may shift towards gold mining companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYG, PLG, with gold-rich properties. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering a platform for companies to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and the general public. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.